Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My dear friends, this is your spoiler warning. If you have not watched John Leguizamo, Greatest Freakout Ever, or some shit along those lines, I didn't think to read the title before I started this spoiler warning. If you haven't seen that YouTube video, feel free to mute this, go watch it and come back. It's very short, but we are going to spoil what happens.
But also it's okay if you don't want to watch it, just keep listening.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Like, honestly, do what you want to do. I'm just saying that we are going to spoil it. So don't come at us with your, I really wanted to know what happened with that and you spoiled it. We've given you a spoiler warning.
I don't want to drag out the spoiler warning because that would be
you
like
love
the final
to drag
insult.
Out the, you
that
love,
would be the final
to
insult to our audience that not even the spoiler warning has structure. But I wanted to say I was listening to a podcast the other day. It was about architecture and they were talking about Beyonce and her and the way that she pop art or like popular art, just like, and the Louvre. She did a music video in the Louvre, her and Jay-Z, and her, like, the interaction between pop art and high art. And they're like, before you listen to this podcast,
it's a great music video.
Yeah, they're like, before you listen to this podcast,
it's called Ape Shit.
Yeah, they're like, before you listen to this podcast, go back, rewatch that video just so you're like on top of all the visuals that we're talking about. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was on a walk. I was like, okay, I'll just go to another podcast. And I never came back. So I'm just saying that could happen. We could be losing listeners because they're
no,
like,
please don't do that. Please come back. Like, always come
also
back.
Also, just don't leave. Like, it's good. We'll catch up. We'll catch up on the greatest freakout video. Anyway, that's your spoiler warning. Sorry.
Enjoy your episode. Bye. Peace. I hate the word.
All right, that was still the spoiler warning, Tom. I want you to keep Mish doing that. Now let's go into the opening music.
Peace. I hate the word.
Hello and welcome to Mish and Zach's Leguizamo-rama, a 172-part podcast where two friends underestimate how many fucking things John Leguizamo has done. Each week, those two friends watch one of the things John Leguizamo has done. It's nominally about their favorite character actor, but it's actually about every single fucking part of the entertainment industry in the last 25 years because he's touched it all. I am one of the two hosts of this radio program. My name is Zachary Ruane. You may know me as the chubby boy with the long hair. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and best friend in the whole wide world, Mish Witrup, who you might know from or as.
You might know from being the Andy Lee of this radio duo, yeah. I would say.
No, we're two Hamishes and that's our problem.
Yeah, but I mean, but if we had to say, like, we very much are two Hamishes.
Yeah,
but
no, if the reason we have no, like, this is not going any further than this podcast is
because
we're both
two Hamishes. No, but I think that if there was, like, if it was a gun-to-head situation, firstly, grim, but secondly, I think that I would probably get the Andy. I want that show on Channel 9 or whatever.
I don't think you would be. I think that's a genuine conversation we can have because I kind of like the dynamic. Zach's the serious one, always talking about movies, and Mish is always talking about her boobs, which I think would put you in the Hamish to my Andy. If Andy, instead of being like a regular, like, funny dude, was like a unpalatable film nerd.
No, and if Andy
Hamish,
had boobs,
instead of being Hamish, talked about his boobs all the time. I think you could be the Hamish.
And okay.
I could be the Hamish. It's a choice in the matter.
Firstly, this podcast most definitely should have been called Movies and Boobs. Secondly,
if we ever like wrap this up, Movies and Boobs, and so the whole idea is Zach Briggs, one of his favorite movies, and Mish talks about it,
but her boobs.
It's the worst high concept podcast I've ever heard.
No, it's great. It's fucking great. I'll bet you this. Yeah. If we started that podcast, or if we chose to change it to that podcast, we would probably maintain our numbers. There would be a number of people that would want to hear that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, to hear like there's no like this is just to hear
Okay, everyone out there, please let us know in Instagram comments or some shit. Are you here for John Leguizamo? Are you here for the movies that Zach talks about?
No.
Or are you here for my boobs?
Here's how Movies and Boobs would work, Mish. I come in with a each week I come in with a favourite movie.
Yeah.
And you then go, you then compare it to your favourite pair of boobs.
No, I would only talk about my boobs.
Oh, okay.
That's very, like, I would want to make that very, I would not openly talk about other people's boobs. Yeah. It would only be my boobs, but I would tell a different story about my boobs, something my boobs have been up to.
That's really fun.
Yeah, stuff like that. I think that that would be very good. And I think that the poster or the image would be some cleavage and then you and me squeezing out of the cleavage holding DVDs.
Hmm.
If someone could draw that for us.
I
would love that so much.
I just think
holding John Leguizamo DVDs.
Anything more inaccurate than you're the Andy of the group. I think neither of us.
That's the most inaccurate thing you've ever heard.
Yeah, because
I dated someone who thought the world was flat. I would argue that
the world is flatter than you are, Andy.
Oh, fuck off with that one, Zachary.
I think neither of us are Hamish or Andy.
Okay.
Is what I would say. I would say we're forging our own path.
Are we kind of more like Emeril Sicano and Harley Breen?
We're more like Emeril Sicano and Emeril Sicano. Like, this is what I'm trying to get across to you, Mish.
Who's some more radio duos? Are we more like Rove or Sam Frost? That could be.
Yeah, that's good, actually.
Can I be Sam Frost?
Yeah, and I'm Rove. I love that. I'm Rove, you're Sam Frost.
Okay.
Well, we're so. Who are the other ones? Can you compare us?
I can't try to think of more radio duos. You'd think there's Fifi Box and anyone else?
Yeah, Fifi Box and anyone. We're the anyone else.
More like a. I was about to say Kate Sobrano, but not her. Who's that woman? Kate Langbrook.
Oh, Langbrook, yeah.
And any football player.
Yeah.
Retired football player.
We are like two Kyle Sanderlands in desperate need of a Jackie O.
I would say we're two Jackie O's that don't need no Kyle.
You want to tell yourself you're a Jackie O, that you're a Kyle if we are doing this game.
Do you remember that show that Jackie O did called Undercover Angels?
Yes.
Good. Oh, and, good. We could definitely do a side hustle of that because it only did like 4 episodes.
The little swimming boy, he was young. He was so young. The swimming man, he's a man now, but he was
the
a boy
little
then.
Swimming boy.
Ian,
the little swimming
Ian
boy. Thorpe.
Thorpe was Charlie.
No, he wasn't.
He was. It was
Oh,
Ian
my God,
Thorpe.
He was.
It was like, hey, angels.
And Katie from Bardo was also one of them.
And what did they do? They, like, just helped
they
people
just,
out, yeah?
Yeah, they just granted wishes. There was one who was really funny where this kid was not well. That part's not funny. No. Like, this kid had just been through hospital or something. That part's sad. And his dad or his mum or some shit was like, oh, my son really, really wants this bike. He's wanted it for years and he's been through so much. So Katie from Bardot was like, we can help you out along with Ian Thorpe. And they went and bought him this bike and they brought it to his house and they showed him and he couldn't have given a shit. It was so funny.
That's amazing. He was
like, cool. Oh, wow.
Why Ian Thorpe? Thank you. Like, what office was – I love Ian Thorpe. But in what office was did someone land on Ian Thorpe as Charlie from Charlie's Angels?
Who knows? Did he ever do anything else other than that in terms of, like, television?
Yeah, he does a lot of commentary, which makes sense.
Like, that makes sense, commentary. Yes. But, I mean, anything that's, like, kind of more like branding of Ian Thorpe.
He could do – no, but he could do it. Like, I mean, you look at Joanna Grigg.
Joanna Grimms. Griggies.
Griggsy. The swimmer that took over from Noni on the Better Homes and Gardens.
Oh, I love Noni Hazelhurst.
But there was the swimmer took over, Joanna Griggs took over from Noni, right? And she's great, right? And I think that he would be great at that. I think he would be he's a very confident man and I think he would be a really fantastic TV host. But him in like a suit being like, ladies, time to go and do some good around Sydney. Like it's, I don't know, maybe I could see a Daryl.
Oh, so can we do Undercover Angels again?
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. It could be you and me. We could be the angels.
So
who
funny.
Could be our Charlie? Well, it has to be Ian Thorpe.
No, I'd be Charlie.
No, you would be an angel. You can't leave me out there by myself.
No, I'd be Charlie and because I'm a boy.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm joking. It's not the core concept. You can't accuse me of sexism. It's arguably it's a sexist concept.
I completely forgot that Jackie O was a part of that. And then when you brought up Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O.
Jackie O's like, a riot. I'd love to, like, know more about Jackie O.
Yeah. What's up with Jackie O?
Like, what's Jackie O's deal? Like, where?
I don't know.
Where does Jackie O fit? Because we don't get Kyle and Jackie O, and I don't drive, so I don't listen to the radio.
Do we not get it here? Because I would.
I think we do. Listen. I think we might now, but we never did. And I just, like, I don't know. It's this weird kind of merging of two. Because I think she started out as, like, stop it, Kyle.
Yeah.
You know, like, but then there's only so many years. There's only so many, like, joint contract negotiations. There's only so many, like, of being, I'll stop at Kyle before it's like, wait a second, you're a part of this, Jackie O.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like Kyle cops so much shit, and rightly so in a lot of ways. Don't come for me, but also fuck it.
She you doesn't. Kyle.
Let it be known right now on this podcast.
Mish loves Kyle.
Mish and Zach.
No.
Leguizamarama, no, big Kyle
I
fans.
Think, you know, I good on him for his success, but I think he's done some atrocious things.
Same, though. Don't throw me under this bus. I don't love Kyle. Don't, Zach. None of that.
No, I can't. But what's Jackie O's deal?
I don't know. Should I find out a little bit about her?
Yeah, but it's not about that. It's like, what is Jackie O like?
What does she stand for?
What does she stand for? What's her like? What's her?
Her name's Jacqueline Ellen Last, better known as Jackie O, is an Australian commercial radio hostess and television presenter, best known for presenting the Hot Hits Live from LA, Hot 30, Countdown, Take 40 Australia, two series of Australian Princess, and the Kyle and Jackie O show. They definitely left out Undercover Angels, but
When did she start doing Kyle and Jackie O?
I'll have a look on her wiki page.
Yeah, great. Because I feel like there's a hyperlink right there, the Kyle and Jackie O show.
2007. On the 1st of November 2013, Jackie and co-host Kyle Sandilands announced that they would be returning in 2014 to host their two-day FM breakfast show. And she has hosted celebrity prank show Surprise, Surprise, Gotcha.
Mm.
She was also co-host of Big Brother. That's right! They took over from Gretel.
I remember that. It was weird. It was weird as a Melburnian.
Yeah.
Because, like, and I think, like, that's, that, yeah. That was
an animal rights activist.
There you go.
There you go. And was named as the second most hated celebrity in an annual list of Zoo magazine, only surpassed by co-host Kyle Sanderlands as number one.
Wow.
She's Thank you, Zoo magazine.
So, she's what's a, but who is she? Does she know. Like, what does she think of Kyle?
Have you ever been interviewed by them?
No. No, I've been interviewed by many of the people you just referenced, but never.
Have you ever been interviewed by Carl Stefanovic?
No.
Carl Stefanovic.
Been interviewed by the breakfast version of that.
The one with.
No, the weekend version of that.
Oh, the one with Larry Emder?
No, the other weekend version. The weekend version of the other one.
What?
I think. I don't know. It was over Zoom. It was during that time when everything was over Zoom. And I'd just be sitting there and then suddenly there'd be like I'd be on the television, but it would be exactly the same as any other Zoom meeting. So I'd be sitting on Zoom, but there'd just be this context that it was then being broadcast on the television.
So, like, did they give you any prep for that? Were they like, okay, because, like, when you go in for an interview, it's very different. But, like, over Zoom, was it just like all of a sudden you'll just be on television?
No, you usually get a little bit of prep. So you'll call in. Like, you'll Zoom in for TV, it's similar to radio, and a producer will be like, hey, you ready? How you going? And then you'll usually talk to the hosts in the ad break or on radio in the song break, and then they'll bring you on. But it is pretty wild. Like, phone interviews for radio and Zoom interviews for television are very strange because you're just sort of, like, on your phone. And you're like, and it's always like you've always got something else on and you're always just like, oh, I've just got to slip out for a minute. And then you're just like, hi, yeah, no, so exciting. And then, wow, yeah, great, yeah, okay, awesome, see you later. And then you come back and you're like, sorry, I had to zip out for a sec. It would be the strangest thing to see to walk past someone on the phone and just being like, that's right, Kyle, yeah, it was a great opportunity and I can't wait for everyone to see it. Look. Just odd
That's
down there.
That's so
phone.
Funny.
Very strange.
What a strange thing you got to experience.
Yeah, it's just.
Oh, oh. PR. Shall we talk about another strange thing that we all got to experience here in Melbourne?
Shall we say it in unison?
Yes. One, two, three.
The great the Betty Burger's.
What?
Betty Burger's wall fell down on Chapel Street, but yeah, the earthquake.
The earthquake. Was it Betty's Burgers?
Betty's Burgers.
Oh no, Betty.
But I was
Not
thinking
Betty.
About it. I was thinking about it. I'm like, well, lucky for them because they've. If anyone needs help with the repairs, they've got concrete on hand. If you're just listening, Betty's Burgers and Concrete Co. is a burger company, and they have concrete, which is another word for like a. Egg-based iced cream, custard-based
iced cream. Oh, is that what that
cream.
Is?
Yeah.
I didn't understand the joke.
But it's
I thought you
concrete.
Were making a dig at the tradie protest.
No, not going there.
No, we don't go there here. But we do talk about the earthquake.
We keep
Where
it
were you?
Apolitical because I'm
so
scared
this will probably
of tradies.
Be coming out. this will probably be coming out in a couple of weeks. So people would have all but forgotten of the great 2021 earthquake of Melbourne. But this morning, around 9:15 a.m., we had a little bit of an earthquake here.
It was
remarkable.
It was proper earthquake, hey?
Yes. I've never experienced anything like it. I was sitting on the couch with my dog and my housemate. I'd just taken my dog for a walk and then everything started to shake. I felt like I can't really explain the feeling except that for half a second I thought maybe I was hungover. Like just for half a second, I was like, oh, and then I realized I haven't had anything to drink for 2 years. So I'm like, I don't think that's what it is.
You're currently in an apartment. I'm in like a townhouse. So
Okay.
Oh, come on. Yours is closer to the city, so it's about the same.
All right, fine.
But you're in an apartment. What was it like there? Was it like wobbly? Because like down where I was, so, it was like shaky. Like I was shaking and the walls were shaking.
It was wobbly. So there was, it was a different kind of like, it wasn't like a erratic shake. It was this weird wobble feeling.
Yeah.
Right. But my friend, shout out to Jess Brody. Check her out on Instagram. A Bachelor in Paradise fame, Jess Brody. She's on a 20th floor.
Wow.
And she said it was petrifying. She was like, I honestly thought that the building was falling down. That's what I thought. So first I went, I'm hungover. Then I went, no, I'm not. And then I went, oh my God, because there was currently a whole bunch of like construction going on in my building. Cool story, Mish. I was like, my building's falling down.
Mm.
Like, and I'm going to, it's, the building's going to fall down with my housemate on a uni Zoom call and my dog chewing on toilet rolls. We're all just going to die here.
Yeah. I didn't think, I was just like, I had a real like, it's very strange because if you are listening from a place that has earthquakes often, Melbourne does not have earthquakes often. And when it does, they're very minor. They're the sort of thing of like, was that a, whereas this is the first time I've ever been in anything where I was like, oh, that's an, this is an earth, like this is an earthquake.
Yeah.
Like this is, things
did
are
did you
shaking.
Get up and go and stand in a doorway?
No, I was just like, what's going on? Oh, I think it's an earthquake. And then I immediately went, put earthquake into Twitter, like immediately was like, okay, what's this about? Twitter's always the most up to date on anything. Yeah. So I put earthquake into Twitter and I'm talking like within a minute of the earthquake, Tony Martin had already done like a funny joke.
Yeah, I saw that. It was really funny.
But like, I can't express to you how quickly, like it was like, I think I was like, he
it would have been mid-earthquake.
Mid-earthquake had the idea for the joke and was possibly writing it as the earthquake was still happening. And I was like, that is like, that's our true comedian.
That's very funny.
That's a true.
It took about 5 minutes for it to kind of be like, oh my God, that was an earthquake. My housemate freaked out. I was actually pretty chill. But then we were like, let's go take the dog for a walk and get out of the building just in case. And by the time we got downstairs, so all of maybe 5 to 7 minutes, I jumped on Instagram and all I could see were like influencers posting selfies being like, oh my God, did everyone just feel that? Like every story was, did everyone feel the earthquake? Did you guys just feel that earthquake? Oh my God, there was an earthquake. It's like, but yes, we all felt it. Like just check your stories.
The other,
it's very
best
funny.
Tweet, I shouldn't just quote tweets without remembering who did it. Yeah, I might not because I feel a little, yeah, like I'm stealing someone else's stuff. But there's some very funny tweets on it.
Very funny
tweets. Can I actually check a tweet with you? Because I've been working on a funny tweet about
Oh,
it.
Yeah, you want to run it past me and then we can tweet it now?
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, do that and then at the end of the episode we'll check how many likes it's got.
I don't think it'll get a lot. I think it's too complicated.
No, go
and
for I think it. It's,
and also I'm happy to just hear, you know what, Zach, this isn't a good enough tweet. So okay. Just...
I'm not very good at Twitter. Okay, I have been great. Published, but
yeah,
I'm not
you're
very
great
good
at Twitter. You just don't like Twitter. There's a difference. all right. I would only be worried about this earthquake if 85% of high-rise apartments that have been built in Melbourne in the last 25 years have key structural faults because of unscrupulous developers operating under a lack of regulation and oversight. But I'm pretty sure it's closer to 75, so we're okay.
I think without the last bit, that's very funny.
Oh, you reckon?
Yes.
Oh, I love the last bit.
My vote is without the last bit.
Yeah, no, I think you're probably right. So should I put the 75 up to where it's true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or maybe brilliant tweet.
Maybe I could do 80.
You know, if you're a true friend, you'd let me steal that right now.
No, it's not going to do that well. It's too late. But I'm going to do 80%, and then if anyone comes at me with, like, it's not 80%, I'll be like, oh, thank God.
Yeah. See, that's perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
A brilliant tweet.
A brilliant tweet. All right, I'm going to do it.
All right, and then we'll check back in on it.
If only we could, like, test, like, both versions of it, like, then, you know.
Well, I would suggest that I would post the other one, but then I think everyone would just be like, Mish is coming back. And also I have like 4 Twitter followers, so don't worry about it.
They might think that you're copying me.
Yeah, they would think that I was copying you. Anyway, let's talk about while you're posting that and while we wait for them likes to come in.
It's not going to get that many likes.
Let's talk about the John Leguizamo content of the day.
Of the day. Yeah.
Of the day.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, so today we're doing the greatest freak out. No, what's it fucking called? I don't even remember, Zach. I'm sorry, I've forgotten what it's called. John Leguizamo, greatest freak out ever is what it's called. I'm on Blurb, which is fun. I bashed this out while I was doing a wee. Okay. The greatest freak out ever is a YouTube video that was posted in 2009 by Waffle PWN. It shows a young guy, around preteen age, secretly filming his brother as he freaks out about his World of Warcraft game being cancelled or some other gamer shit like that. In the video, he screams, paces around his room, removes his clothing, and tries to shove a remote up his asshole. It was later revealed that all these videos were totally fake and totally set up by these two boys, LOL. In the 2010 video posted by the same channel, John recreates the freakout in a parody of the original video.
Wow, right.
The video, so it's basically, it's a parody video of the video I was telling you
it
all about.
It makes so much more sense now.
Have you not seen the original?
Okay.
Well, there you go. This video was requested by James Cuda, C-U-D-A, who is a loyal Leguizamarama listener who slipped into our DMs. Thank you very much, James.
That's great.
Yeah. So thanks, you haven't seen the original video.
When's it from, did you say?
2009.
I was hoping your explanation. That was like the time. Was that not the time for short, like fuzzy quality, like digitally looking comedy sketches framed as like found footage?
Yes, so much. It was also like just the start of prank videos and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that was like Tramp from little Punchy under 1 minute then.
Under 1 minute videos. Smosh, wasn't Smosh like massive?
Smosh
in
was more. Yeah, Smosh was a little earlier. Remember their like little voiceovery one? But yeah, but no, you're absolutely right about. But these were the ones where like, oh my god, can you believe this real piece of like where we just believed this, a video that we saw?
I had seen this video.
Yeah, right.
Way back when it was done, and I remembered it just by watching the John Leguizamo video, right? But the thing about that video was it is genuinely very well acted. So everyone thought it was real.
Yeah.
They then proceeded, these two brothers that created the original video, to do a whole bunch of freak out videos. And then when they were quite famous around the 2009 period, I think it then came out that they were kind of set up or something like that. But they did a whole bunch of them and they were very believable.
Yeah,
it wasn't kind of like, have you ever seen, on Facebook? And it's always on Facebook, those weird videos of like, you'll never guess what happened next. And it's like a 3 minute video of some weird craft and you don't see what actually happens to the last 3 seconds of the video. And you have to watch the whole thing. So all these people just being like, whoa, this is going to be crazy. Well, okay, you want to, oh, wow, that kind of shit. No, this was different. This was kind of like it was just very well done, very fuzzy and just very believable.
That just was the time. Like, I feel like if you saw a funny video with a funny fella being weird, you would just believe it to be true. You would just back then, like people now, it's like, no, that's just what weird people on my Facebook do. But no, everyone believed videos on the internet back then.
Absolutely. 100%. It's like all those, it would have been around that time. Where they did a whole bunch of like, UFO footage, ghosts, seeing ghosts in houses and stuff, and people would put them on YouTube. You're like, oh my God, look, I just saw this ghost and it's like a broom or some shit, but they've made it look like a ghost.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Love that, Mish. Love that for you. Love that for me. I'm sorry I freaked out. I tweeted the tweet and then I deleted it because I was like, it's not right. It's not there yet.
Zach, believe in yourself, A. B, focus on what we're fucking doing.
Well, here. Do you know what? That's why I told you, because I was like, I'm going to keep just like going back and forth and writing this tweet. And it's like, I think I've just got to accept that I'm not ready to do this tweet. It's not right yet.
All right, tell you what, we're going to release this episode and we'll get some feedback. And if it's really good in a few weeks, then you can post it.
This is what I hate, man. This is the world we live in now. You think of something funny, you got a minute. You got a minute.
Just post it. I don't use Twitter ever, ever. The concept of likes on Twitter means nothing to me. You know?
I'm really bad at it. It does not suit my strengths at all. People that are good at it are people like Tony Martin, like Reese Nicholson, like Becky Lucas.
Ben Russell is very good.
Ben Russell. The people that are good at it are people that are like sharp. And like Naomi Higgins, very good at it. People like me, I'm just like, what are you talking about this?
You're very witty. I think you're sharp and witty.
Not like
100%. How is it that I'm good at it, but you're not? Am I not good at it?
No. You're sharper. You hit points harder. You hit points harder than I do. Move around until I find something funny. Do you know what I mean? I kind of go, that's funny. I'm a little more wordy and stuff. Whereas Twitter's more just like barbs, and I'm not good at that.
Do you know who's great? Greg Larson.
Greg Larson's phenomenal.
Phenomenal
at Twitter. I'll just sit and go through his tweets sometimes.
Yeah, so funny.
But not me. I'm more of a
Instagram reels kind of guy.
Instagram lives. If I could be bothered, I think I'd do okay at like streaming, like live streams. Because, you know, let's just spend an hour. Let's riff.
Well, we're going to have to figure out the Twitch thing sooner or later so that we can play these games. Everyone's asking us to play Rayman 3.
Yeah. But so. I refuse. Like, we only do Twitch if you want to and you learn it.
Well, we have to learn the game. We have to do the game. I mean, I reckon we could, once the world opens up again, we could probably just go to Lena's house and do it from her Twitch. She'd love that.
Yeah, that's true.
And we can just ask if we can do that. But do you know what? Tell me what you thought of this video, Zach.
I didn't get it. I hadn't seen the original, so I watched it and I was like, I reckon this has some context and I can't wait to be told what it is when Mish does her intro. So thank
I will
God
send
you
the original video. It's good. It is good. He takes his top off. It's sexy Luigi, I reckon.
Daddy Guizamo, I'd say.
Maybe a Daddy Guizamo. Yeah, you're right. Daddy Guizamo, for sure. Sorry, I was wrong.
Yeah.
It's Daddy Guizamo. It's very around Spun. It's very near Spun era, you know what I mean? He's a little bit kind of like a little bit gaunt, a little bit junky sexy.
I'm going to put it at like, I think it's a little later than Spun. I think it's more like his mid-2000s comedies. Is where I'd put him. I'm trying to think of like you go less chronologically with this stuff. I'm gonna IMDb. I'm not just looking for stuff from 2010. I'm gonna go to IMDb.
I'm pretty sure it was 2010 that this video was posted. Might be wrong.
But Spun was 01.
No, it was 10 years ago. It says 10 years ago.
Yeah,
so
Spun was 01 though.
Oh,
I think
was
he's
it?
A little more Daddy Guizamo than Spun.
Oh, okay.
Like I
oh,
think
yeah, I'm way off. I'm way off.
Do you know what happens now? Something's happened. You know how, like, Google does predictive things?
Yeah.
Like how it something has happened where now every time I go on IMDb, it goes to the Big Balls page.
That's really funny.
I'm trying to find other reference points.
I had it set in high, like all through high school, my family computer, and my dad raged about it. But the home page was Neopets.
That's
do you remember Neopets?
Yeah,
and my dad was just like, Neopets. I want fucking Google back. I was like, I can't do it, Dad. Funny. I don't know how I did it. And I changed it to Neopets. It was funny.
If we ever streamed and once we finished our John Leguizamo games, we could stream Neopets.
Oh my God. That's genius. Is Neopets still around?
I believe it is. Did you ever?
Oh, my Neopets name was Grubby Wubby. Isn't a joke. It was a green slimy monster. I loved him.
Did you ever? Oh, funny. This is the same time as Repo Men. So that's what we talked about. Not Lincoln Lawyer-ish time. Yeah, okay. Yeah, The Take.
See, I found him to be quite thin.
Okay. Yeah, no, I think it's more just like I think he was a little less.
Definitely
like,
daddy, though. You're so right. I was way off.
He was a little
off.
Bit more. I put it more in the Lincoln Lawyer era.
Yeah.
Happening a little. Yeah, The Happening is a good, you know. And Daddy Guizamo, I believe, is a transitional phase. It belongs to the Dad Guizamo era, but it is a transitional phase from Hollywood was.
Leguizollywood. Yeah.
It's like it is, you know, it is a transitional phase. It's like he's a dad with a sprinkle of Hollywood during this.
Well, it's my favorite. Mm. Well, no, it's my I find him to be the most attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Is Daddy Guizamo. I'm loving the Daddy Guizamo
mm-hmm.
era.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours? What's your I don't think I've ever thought to ask you this, Zach. At this point in our podcast history? Podcast mm-hmm. trajectory, mm-hmm. I don't know. What is your favorite Leguizamo?
That's tough. I mean, that's tough. I do think just because he was in a lot of my fuck. I think Sexy Luigi.
Okay.
I think there's just like he's just got it going on.
Yeah. Do you count Romeo and Juliet with that, or are you going?
Absolutely.
So Leguizollywood is inclusive.
Leguizollywood is a subcategory of Sexy yeah. Luigi. It's
just
so,
like Daddy Guizamo was a subcategory of Dad Guizamo. I understand.
Yeah. So if I had to dig in, I would say probably. But like, I think he's even. I think Leguizollywood is more. I think he's still Sexy Luigi in Romeo and Juliet. I think he becomes Leguizollywood around the Moulin Rouge spun era. There's like it's like Romeo and Juliet is his step into Leguizollywood.
Can I just say a quick side note?
Mm-hmm.
Zach and I send each other fuck TikToks from time to time. Mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. just randomly today you sent me just the sexiest John Leguizamo
in Romeo.
Isn't
that so funny? Isn't that such
a
funny
video?
Yes,
it was so
funny. And it went viral. There is love for John Leguizamo out there.
Oh, there is so much love for John Leguizamo, but particularly as Tybalt. Like we really, really do need to talk about when we're going to do Romeo and Juliet. Because
yes.
I would love to chat about it. I think it's time. People are requesting it. People are requesting a lot of shit, but people are really
yeah,
requesting
it. You give them
that.
Romeo and Juliet and they'll go, now chef. And then you'll give them chef and then they'll go, now
Moulin Rouge.
And you'll give them Moulin Rouge. And then we'll have 3 years of Ice Ages to go. they don't know what they want.
We're trying to spread them out. We are trying to spread them out.
Of course we are.
No, we're due for a big blockbuster one soon,
oh,
though.
Great.
So
that's exciting.
Just keep on listening, guys. We'll give you what you want eventually.
Yeah. You stick with us. You stick with us.
Stick with us, and sooner or later, you will enjoy us.
You stick with this. Yeah, no, I gotta say, Sexy Luigi. But that being said, I like all the phases, and I love like Chef is probably. Is like my go-to film of his and that's what Dad Guizamo, that's Dad Guizamo, that's full Dad Guizamo.
Oh, that's full Dad Guizamo.
I think what breaks my heart is that at the Sexy Luigi phase, he didn't become like a $15 million superstar because
yeah.
What I would have loved is the Dad Guizamo phase post him being a $15 million superstar.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I hear you.
You know, I want to see his Lincoln Lawyer, and I know that was The Take, but I want to see
Oh, don't. The take, if we have any new listeners, I'm just going to give you a quick rundown on The Take. The Take is a movie we watched probably,
Think people are listening now? Why do you?
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to come in and listen to the fucking one about that viral video parody he did.
Well, I'm just saying that if they haven't listened to the one about The Take, I'm just saying that The Take was this fucking incredible movie that neither Zach nor I had heard about. Mm. And then we watched it and it was so, so good. And he's the lead. Like, he has a full McConaughey moment, but he doesn't get his Leguizamaisons. Mm. Like he should have. It didn't get the reception that it deserved, and it made me very angry.
We're going to push for that.
Arguably the best movie that we've seen that I hadn't seen previously, the best new film I'd seen. Yeah. Of John Leguizamo.
Surely with Tybalt and Tu Wong Fu, there's enough stuff there that you could go, like, you could give it. I mean, he's a big deal. He does very well for himself. But, like, with those movies, I feel like I still am putting money on a Leguizamaisons. Because I feel like, you look at when someone shares that video, that TikTok that did well the other day, people are like, yay, I love Tybalt. Mm-hmm. And just like, I think there's just got to be like a little bit of, a few more videos and we could be at the beginning of it. Someone else could be like, oh, that video about Tybalt did well. And then who's going to be there ready to fucking rake in the cash? Who's going to be like, we're not cashing in. We've been doing this for years.
Johnny Legs, when we started this podcast from memory, had like 700,000 Instagram followers. Mm. He's so close to 1 million now.
Because of us.
Because of you and me. Because of our 40 listeners. Yeah.
No, but I just think like, the Leguizamaisons is coming. He's got a great career, but I think there's going to be like this reappraisal. There's going to be like, hey, this guy, and then that's when we're going to get some primo shit.
We need like a Baz Luhrmann to have a mid-90s Baz Luhrmann moment where he comes up like with something fucking phenomenal and Johnny Legs is the star. And Johnny Legs he's the lead.
What we need is like the way that Tarantino in the early 90s was like, hey, I got to put that guy, like the way what he did with John Travolta, he was like, because people forget, John Travolta had not done much, And then he was like, fuck, I love John Travolta. Someone needs to be like, John Leguizamo is a lot more successful than John Travolta was at that point in his career.
100%.
But, what would be amazing is if, a 30 to 40-year-old director right now that grew up watching his stuff goes, well, I want John Leguizamo. And they're like, okay, great. Like someone's just like, I want John Leguizamo for this part. And then John Leguizamo's like, oh, thank you. And they're like, here you go. And then everyone's like, oh, my God, John Leguizamo.
And then our podcast takes off.
Who's going to fucking rake it in?
We're going to get rich.
And then other people are going to be like, oh, they're just cashing in. They're just doing this. And we're just going to be like,
we had his back from 700,000 followers.
Fuck you. We had his back. And people will be like, people will be like, oh my God, did you see this new Oscar-winning movie?
And then we'll say, well, no, we haven't, because we've been really busy with our radio career that has now taken off based off the podcast.
Because one of us decided who would be the Jackie O.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I'm happy to be. I'm happy to be the Jackie O.
I'm not Kyle. That's not fair. I am not Kyle. Tom can be Kyle.
One of us has got to be Kyle.
I'm not Kyle. I am not Kyle.
All right.
I'm not going to say it again because the more I say it, the more it makes it sound like I am Kyle.
I don't know. You got Kyle vibes right now.
I don't have Kyle vibes.
Hey, let's get...
Oh, fuck off. How many Leguizamos do you give John Leguizamo greatest
freak? How the fuck am I meant to give this video... I guess he's in it heaps. It's got to be like 4 Leguizamos, yeah?
It gets 4 from me because I truly actually believe that there wasn't a hell of a lot of commitment there. That's all I have to say.
We did not talk at all about like how did that video come about?
I have no idea. What I didn't realize was that it was posted by the same people that posted the original video. So my guess is that like they contacted John and John was like, I'm in the area and you've got me for 15 minutes.
Do you want to know my theory?
Mm.
There's a picture in the... I think early days, I think John Leguizamo, I think they shared the same agents or managers. And I think that it was the early days of like signing up YouTubers to agencies and stuff. And the agency signed them up and they were like, well, we could team you up with someone. And they were like, we want John Leguizamo.
Yeah,
and then they're like, okay, I don't know. I had no idea.
It's a weird video, but it's on YouTube if you guys want to go watch it. Waffle PWN.
It's got 2.4 mil views.
2.4
more than
mil.
Anything I've ever made.
The video, just keep that in mind as you're watching it, that video is more popular.
Maybe Pud. Maybe Pud has more, but otherwise.
Pud has more than 2 million. Of all your shit.
Yeah.
Bless you. I'm proud of you and proud of Pud. But of all the things, that's the most popular thing you've ever created.
Yeah, Christmas Pud. Always room for Christmas Pud, Mish. It's great.
Zach, stop that now.
Well, there's always room, Mish.
There is always. You make a good point there. Ha ha ha. So you give it 4, I give it 4. That's beautiful, man.
Mish, I want to say thank you so much for being the Kyle to my Jackie.
Oh, get fucked. Thanks for being the Hamish to my Andy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love both of them.
No, that's not. I'm not Kyle.
I love both Hamish and Andy.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not Kyle. Anyway,
you're the
Tom,
Kyle to my Jackie. Out of the two of them, you're the Kyle. But neither
that's
of
so
us are
unfair.
Kyle.
That's so unfair because no one's going to support me in this. Anyway, stop it. Tom, can you please play us out with a little bit of Napoleon in Rags?
Napoleon in Rags, of course, being Tom's short-lived rock and roll outfit from university.
And we all know how much you guys love Tom's music. He made our theme music. He does all of Auntie Donna's stuff. So let's see this episode out with a little bit of Napoleon in Rags.
Take it away, Napoleon in Rags.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.